You are listening to 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli, and there is an art mystery being unfurled at the Getty Museum right now. Hunter Droho-Yoska-Philp is here to talk about it with us. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
So it begins with the great late Peter Paul Rubens, 16th century Flemish artist, best known perhaps to the rest of the world as the inventor of the word Rubenesque.
Yes, Rubenesque figures, meaning gods and goddesses, often semi-clothed, but very well-rounded. Mm-hmm. And Rubens is known for his Baroque style of painting, allegorical themes. He was a devout Catholic, very important to the Counter-Reformation with the Catholic Church, living in Antwerp.
And so he is a classical figure in art history, but now there's a twist with a drawing, man in a Korean costume. What's the mystery here?
The Getty has owned this drawing since 1983, and since they have made it public, they bought it out of a private collection, since it's come to light, it has generated masses of scholarship. And that scholarship seems to have generated many more questions than answers. One of them being, how did Rubens come in contact with a Korean man?
Because at that time, Korea was closed off.
The hermit kingdom. Mm-hmm. Not open to trade. The Dutch were trading actively with China and with Japan. Jesuit missionaries were traveling in Asia. And that seems to be partially the source of this figure, and even more important, perhaps, his costume. Now, Rubens did a lot of paintings of travel, exotic scenes in foreign lands, and he had an extensive costume collection. And somehow he either extrapolated or actually came in contact with an actual Korean costume from this period. Hmm. And the Jesuit missionaries often brought these costumes back with them from China. So it may be a Korean costume or it may be a Chinese costume slightly rigged in a certain way, but whatever. Wow. The question is, it's 1617, Korea is closed, there are no Koreans easily accessible to the Dutch. How did this come about? And it has fascinated scholars, including the Getty's own Stephanie Schrader, who's organized this exhibition not only with this beautiful black chalk drawing with little red highlights on around the ears and the nose and the cheeks to sort of emulate the skin. The face of this Korean man doesn't actually look so Korean. He does have up-tilted eyes, but he also has very sort of pouty Dutch lips. So he is probably a bit of an amalgam as opposed to a directly observed character. But what the exhibition reveals is how potent this drawing was even at the time it was made. Not only did Rubens use it in the creation of other painting, and at least one other painting, other artists copied it and distributed it as prints. It showed up again as an illustration in a book. And the fascination with Korea was alive there because they didn't really even know where Korea was on the map. They didn't even know whether it was an island or a peninsula.
If I go to the Getty, I can see this body of scholarship in kind of sleuthing out the reason for this painting, how it came to be.
You'll see drawings, you'll see prints, you'll see books and maps, and you'll see, and this is very important, the costumes that were of the period in Korea that have come from the museum in Korea, as well as ancestor paintings that show that the Koreans themselves were also influenced by the naturalistic painting style of the West, which they learned about from these Jesuit missionaries. So the whole show is about this drawing, but it's also about cross-cultural influence in the 1600s that really wasn't known about before. At least we didn't know how it had affected Rubens and his peers. So it's an interesting exhibition, and it's also interesting that you'll have something more complex to think about than just the beauty of the objects, but the objects themselves are really quite beautiful.
What a fascinating story. Looking East, Peter Paul Rubens' Encounter with Asia is on display at the Getty Museum through June 9th, and we'll have some images up on our website, kcrw.com/art. Talk. Thank you so much, Hunter.
Thank you, Lisa.